Hey, it's Marie, and you're tuning in to the Queen's Corner podcast. I hope you enjoy the episode, and don't forget to subscribe. Oh my gosh. Hi. Welcome back. It's been a minute. I'm so excited. Okay, so today we're getting into a very, 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 very special episode of the Queen's Corner podcast. We're going to be talking about whether or not your story is serving you. Okay? We're going to be talking about whether or not your story is serving you. Your story, what is your story? All of that. We're going to be talking about what it means to reinterpret so you can release dead weight. It's a very special episode. A lot of fun, exciting, amazing things are happening for so many of us as believers in the body of Christ. Man, things are shifting. Things are changing. The metamorphoses, however you say it, are taking place. People are birthing. People are shifting gears. Like, people are evolving, maturing, going to the next level, doing what they have to do, and seeing a shift and a change within themselves as a result. And there's a little bit of that internal struggle there, you know, when we are either realizing that some things can't go with us that we did not expect, or when we're still struggling to realize that that's the battle that we're going through. That some things within you, not just without and within your circumstances, but some things within you are needing to shift, change, or just go all together. So we'll get into all of that. But first of all, for those of you who've been subscribed, who have been listening, thank you so much and welcome back. For those of you who are new, my name is Marie NFT. A lot of people just call me Marie, a lot of my clients, but my name is Aisha Marie. I go by Marie because it's easier. And I am your host for the Queen's Corner podcast, right? This is our little corner where the women of God get together. We discuss all things kingdom living for the queens of God. I am a doubly certified coach and a licensed therapist. I'm in private practice. Where I create digital products like my ebooks. Shout out to Overcoming the Inner Enemy, the second edition that just released about a week or so ago, right? It's an in-depth discussion and body of work that gets into understanding and engaging, becoming God's way. Super excited. So in addition to the digital products, I see clients on a select basis, right? Because I do offer coaching and therapy, faith-based, to help people tackle their goals and grow in God, take the struggle Olympics out of their walk with Christ, and go to the next level. And a lot of mental health concerns are wrapped up in that, as with just about everything. So that's me. I hope you got your coffee or you got your tea or you got your water or you got your juice, whatever the case is. Okay, because let's get into it. Side note, if you want any more information, how you can get your copy of Overcoming the Inner Enemy, how you can stay up to date on what's going on, make sure you visit www.healthierplaceplc.com. All that information will be there. You can also subscribe to our mailing list so that you get updated whenever new products are coming out. And about any services that we are relaunching or editing, etc. You just want to stay in the know, okay? You can also follow us on Instagram, Healthier Place PLLC. And without further ado, let me just go ahead and get into the episode. So, let's talk about it. Is your story serving you? Your story being what you tell yourself about yourself and your life, your history, how you grew up, where you're from, what your childhood was like for you, what your relationships have been like, who you are, the kind of person that you are, what made you that way, all of that good stuff is a part of your story. And the story is something that's so powerful because it's like a guiding framework for your life. All that stuff built up in your subconscious that is influencing the way you show up in your everyday life, the way you show up for yourself, the way you show up in your relationships, the way you approach work or your goals or school, the way you even show up in your relationship with the Lord, the way you show up in your romantic relationships, the goals that you have, the planning or lack thereof that you're doing for your future, your story, whether you've taken the time to really think about it or not, is having a direct impact on all of that. And the thing is, nowadays, a lot of people are talking about their story. And what bothers me is that I feel like a lot of people are talking about it in terms of being a victim of their story, in terms of the cup half full type vibes. Everybody is entitled to their own vantage point, their own narrative, right? Their own perspective, I should say, around how they want to look at themselves and their life and everything that's happened up until this point. But my thing is that serving you? That's what I want to get into today. That's the question that I want to ask. Is it serving you? Is it serving you? Is it helping you? Is it advantageous? Is it helping you achieve your goals? Is it facilitating the fruit and the effects and the results that you want to see in yourself and in your life? And if not, it may be time to reinterpret. Our stories are compiled or made up of a bunch of different events, etc., that have already happened. So you can't change those. That's true. Everything's already happened. That's a part of your story. Your childhood, it's happened. The things that happened in your childhood, that's happened. The things that happened when you were a young adult, teenager, whatever, that's already happened. Your family members, those are already chosen for you. The friendships you had, that was already the case. The relationships you were in, those already took place. The choices you made in those relationships, that already happened. You can't change any of those things. Where you went to school, what neighborhood you stayed in, the different residences that you've had. I mean, all that stuff, the lifestyle choices that you made, all that stuff has already happened. That's true. You can't change a thing about that. But one thing I'm aware of, and I continue to marvel at how powerful it is, and I take care to really facilitate in sessions with my clients and to try to put into words to facilitate in the product that I create through Healthier Place, is that the way that you conceptualize or view or interpret what has happened to you, with you, as a part of your story, that is very malleable. You can change that. That can shift. And there's power in shifting that. There's power in shifting that. Some people, it's so cliche. Glass half empty, glass half full. So cliche, they say that they look over it. They minimalize it. They minimize it, I'm sorry. They trivialize it. And they go, oh, okay, yeah, I know that everybody says that, but what else? Man, I hope more of us know by now that the mind is a terrible thing to waste, and mindset is a powerful predictor of quality of life. Mindset, which your story, which how you view your story is a huge part of, makes a huge difference. The same thing can happen to two different people, and their outcomes can be drastically different based on what they tell themselves about what happened, what they tell themselves about why that happened and why it happened to them, what they tell themselves about how it came to be that that happened, what they tell themselves about what it means that that happened, and what they tell themselves about what impact this is going to have on themselves and their future because this thing happened. Drastically different outcomes. And when we're talking outcomes, like, I want you to think about this, like, in your life. Outcomes as in whether or not you feel depressed, whether or not you feel anxious, whether or not you deal with residual side effects from what happened to you, whether or not you feel safe, whether or not you feel secure, whether or not you feel confident, whether or not you feel self-conscious, whether or not you feel more invigorated, like you can do what you set your mind to, or you feel less invigorated, like maybe you can't, whether or not you feel singled out as if things always don't work out for you, or whether or not you feel like you're resilient, whether or not you feel empowered, or whether or not you feel disempowered and victimized, your perspective and your narrative, your interpretation of your story is something you can change and something that can have a direct, significant impact on you in your life. All of these different things, queens, that we are trying to quote unquote fix, change, deal with about ourselves and about our lives, a lot of it, I'd wager, has so much to do with how we interpret our story. It's part of the reason why, on one hand, so many people benefit from therapy or coaching, and on the other hand, so many people rag about it. Because therapy or coaching is going to help you explore, or anything that's going to help you process that kind of stuff, it's going to help you explore, how did you get to this point? You come in, or you're by yourself and you notice, I'm dealing with X, Y, and Z. I'm so tired of dealing with it. X, Y, and Z is happening in my life. I don't like it. I'm trying to change it. I'm trying to glow up. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to get to the bag. I'm trying to do what I got to do. I'm trying to grow in God, right? There's a new level. There's a next level me that I'm trying to tap into. But, and when you find yourself running in circles, remember, for those of you who are OG subscribers, this podcast used to be called the Unstuck Podcast for a reason. Because a lot of what people are dealing with, I noticed, has to do with these kind of cyclical patterns where they just keep going through the same thing, right? Like, different phase, same case. Different environment, same problem. Different job, same issues. Different relationship, same issues. And when you find yourself going around and around like that, you can almost bet there's some kind of tie to the way that you're interpreting something that you have gone through, or something that you have seen, been exposed to, or experienced in your life. And these things make up your story. From your story, we develop these core beliefs. And these core beliefs can be positive or negative. These core beliefs are what we really, really, really believe deep down about ourselves as a result of how we've made sense of what has happened, either to us or to others, but typically associated or a part of our lives. It could be that some calamity or some trauma happened in your life, or you witnessed it happening to someone else, or you saw it happening in the world today. How did you make sense of that? What did you tell yourself about why that happened? Why you were exposed to it? What it means for you? And then from that, as human beings, we glean information from things. And we don't always come to the right conclusion. That's debatable. But we do the best that we can in every situation to try to make sense of things. We don't usually like stuff that don't make no sense. We try to make it make sense some way or another. But that's a sketchy process sometimes, because we don't know everything that there is to know. So we, again, do the best with what we have. And we just live with that information that we've gleaned from that. We take from that information and we apply it to ourselves, our behavior, our lives, our mindset, our decisions. Sometimes knowingly, most of the time, we don't even realize it. And we just keep moving forward and things begin to compound and compound. And then eventually we see fruit. And sometimes never even make the connection that this sour fruit that you don't like is the result of all that time that that sour seed continued to germinate and grow after it was planted all that time ago by X, Y, and Z that happened or that you witnessed or that occurred. So I just want to invite you guys to take another look at how you interpret what you've been through and what life has been like for you. Nobody gets to check you or boss you around about how you interpret your story, right? If you want to look at every setback and say positive, affirming, empowering things to yourself and highlight the positives about what happened, how it's made you, how you handled it made you better, how you learn from it, etc. Nobody gets to come along and tell you that you can't do that. You're the boss of how you conceptualize your own story. At the same time, if you want to look at all of the negative, hurtful, or harmful things that have happened to you and tell yourself that because of X, Y, and Z, I am this way, life is going to be like this for me, this is why, da 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 da, and I cannot, or it's too hard for me to, etc. Nobody's going to come around and tell you that you can't do that either. We can try to encourage you that maybe that's really not working for you anymore. Maybe there's another way you can process how that happened to make your own story work in your favor and to your advantage because it's your story. You have to live with it. You have to live with it. There's no other way around it. Till you die, it'll be your story. It'll be in your subconscious. It'll be a part of you till you die and you're going on. But how do you want that to show up for you? Do you want to live imprisoned in a cage of misery because of things that you could not even help? Or because of things that you could have helped but still happened anyway? Or do you want to be better for it, to move closer to where you'd like to be, to who you'd like to be? What would you like to have? How would you like to be? What would you like to experience? What do you want life to be like for you? This episode is all about inviting you to take another look at your story and see if there aren't some, first of all, identify how you are processing your story. Identify what you are telling yourself about different things that happen and begin to challenge it. Ask yourself questions. Is this working for me? How does this make me feel to tell myself that because this happened to me, I'm damaged and I'll never be able to X, Y, and Z? You know, and that's just an example of a conceptualization, but from the little things to the big things, I invite you to ask yourself the question of whether or not your story is serving you, whether or not your interpretation of your story is actually serving you and getting you closer to what you want, would like to have, would like to experience, or if it's been holding you back. If the interpretation of your story that you've lived with up until this point, you know, is it old now? Is it stale? Does it fit anymore? You're changing, you're growing. Is this same interpretation, is it working for you anymore? We talk about relationships, we talk about jobs and stuff. Oh, I'm not da 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 da, it's not serving me. Oh, da da da, bum bum bum. All right, bet. What about the interpretation of your story? One of the guiding frameworks of like your life and your behaviors and your decisions. Because I bet you that is what the interpretation of your story is in your life. It is silently the puppet master pulling strings from your subconscious. Just pulling strings, pulling strings, pulling strings. You can take more control by taking another look at how you interpret your life and your story and making that work for you. So, I really meant for this episode not to be as long as it is. I'm looking down at the clock and it's giving me 20 minutes. And I'm like, wow, okay. But it is what it is. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. God bless you all. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening and you haven't subscribed yet, come on, stop playing, subscribe. We'd love to have you. If you want to let me know how you felt about the episode, I'm gonna include a little prompt question so you can share your thoughts with me. I love to hear from you guys. And also, don't forget to visit www.healthierplacepllc.com where you can find more information about my one-to-one direct services for licensed therapy and certified coaching, faith-based. As well as you can get your hands on some of my digital products like the Overcoming the Inner Enemy second edition that is out. And I'm so excited. Thank you to everyone who's purchased. Put a lot of work into that. And you're going to want to stay tuned because the second edition of Wonderful Counselor is going to be coming out as well. If you subscribe to that mailing list that I tell you about that's on the website, you'll get updated around those developments. So I look forward to seeing you guys there. If you want to keep up with me, my social media details will be in the description box. I love you guys, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye.